Today I've decided that I want to talk about the future of GNU PSPP. PSPP is a project that I founded almost 20 years ago, and its goal is to produce software that works like the proprietary software SPSS. It's been pretty successful in its own way, although SPSS is big software and it's never managed to reproduce everything that SPSS can do. One of the biggest ongoing problems with PSPP is the ports. So PSPP is developed on GNU Linux platforms by the main developers. For a long time, we did have a developer who worked on OpenBSD, but we've never had any developers who work primarily on Windows or on the Mac. And this means that those ports struggle. We have one contributor who frequently does builds for Windows, but on the other hand, he is not mainly a developer, and so we get users who report bugs, and we get the the main PSPP developers, that is John Darrington and I, who can't really reproduce them because we're not on Windows, or we can't even really understand the problem because the users aren't very good at explaining them. And in general, we found that Windows users are pretty unskilled at providing bug reports. They tend to omit details like, say, their operating system and the version of the software that they're using, even more than other users. And so it's really difficult for us to fix the problems that the Windows users report. And often they go unsolved, and that's frustrating for the users, that's frustrating for the developers. We like to develop good software. The obvious solution here is to get a Windows developer, but that's a problem, because there don't seem to be very many Windows developers who work on free software. My impression is that there used to be a lot more of them, but in the last few years they've tended to move on to other platforms. It would be really ideal if someone would step forward to help with that in 2015, but I'm not holding my breath for it. So the other port of PSPP that sometimes has similar problems is the port to macOS, but macOS tends to work a little better because macOS is closer to GNU Linux than Windows is, and so if there are problems, the Linux-based developers understand them a little better and are more likely to be able to fix them, and fewer of the problems come up to begin with. I've contemplated a couple of times whether I should try getting a Windows box or a Mac box or somehow working in a virtual machine to solve these problems, but in the end, I'm just not too interested in working on anything that isn't free software, and so I think that if I did invest, then I would just not make the best use of my investment. So actually, that reminds me that a couple of times I've done a little bit of research to find out whether there's a online cloud environment where you can run macOS applications, because it might be worthwhile to try renting a macOS box. But I've never had much luck really finding a cloud hosting service that could do that, at least not at a reasonable price. I wouldn't want to pay more than, say, $20 a month to do it. If there's anybody out there who does know such a service or would be willing to contribute something like that to me, then I'd be happy to hear about it. As long as I'm talking about my dreams for PSPP, then having one or two more developers join the project would also be pretty great. PSPP, in fact, used to have more developers. For a long time, we had had Jason Stover, who was a university professor, as one of our contributors, but Jason left the project some time ago, and we haven't had anyone new join since. That means that it's just been me and John Darrington who are the longest-term contributors to PSPP. There's, of course, nothing wrong with just having two developers on a project, but on the other hand, if we had some new blood, maybe it would bring some new and exciting ideas to the project. So now let me talk about what I'm planning to do myself for the next year on PSPP. So for 2015, what I'm thinking about the most is to add support for pivot tables. So what's a pivot table? A pivot table is a way of representing a collection of data in a systematic graphical manner where you can adjust the display in several different ways. Pivot tables are the main way that SPSS, for example, presents most of the information that it outputs. PSPP has had pretty good output for a long time, but it's never been very systematic. It's never been as systematic as the pivot tables that SPSS presents. There's a couple of problems with being not systematic about your output. So one of them is that it makes it difficult for the user to edit the output to include or exclude the information that they particularly want in the output. And I think that our users are probably starting to get a little frustrated with that. I've seen a lot of users who'd like to be able to import their output into other programs, and I think sometimes that's just so that they can edit it. So the other problem is a problem for the developers. So the developers have to do a lot of custom work each time they want to present a new table in the way that PSPP currently does things. If we used a systematic pivot table interface, then I think a lot of that could be made again much more systematic, so that the developers would have a much easier time of things. I've wanted to implement pivot tables for a long time, but one of the things that stopped me was that I didn't really have a good idea of how general I needed to be. Pivot tables can be very, very general. They can be a really huge program or a huge implementation of their own. If you look at for example, the open document format defines for pivot tables, or what Microsoft Excel has for pivot tables, or what dedicated programs like Tableau can do for something that's like a pivot table, then you can see you could spend half a lifetime just implementing some of this stuff. And I wasn't sure if that was the right thing to do. So one of the things that I did this last year was to spend a lot of time figuring out how SPSS represents pivot tables. I took a look at the available documentation they publish publicly. I took a look at the file formats that SPSS produces. And I learned a lot about what's actually important and what we would need to be compatible and to produce something equivalent to what SPSS does. And I was pretty pleased to find out that it's not actually that general, it's not actually that complicated. So I'm really hoping that I can implement something that's on the same order of magnitude of featurefulness as SPSS does, and then I can start throwing in some of the useful features that SPSS has, like, for example, the ability to add custom styles and colors and so on to output and allow the users to customize it. And I think that'll make the users pretty happy. Once there's a decent implementation of pivot tables, then I think the next step will be to add the ability to save and load output from disk files, because currently, if you don't export your output to some format like a PDF, you lose it entirely after you exit the PSPP session, and of course that's not ideal. I'd also like to be able to add the ability to load SPSS output files in the .spv format, because I spent enough time looking at the .spv file format that I can write a program to read it faithfully now. I have a lot of other long-term goals for PSPP, but I think that those goals for the pivot file and the output format will take up a lot of the time I have this year, simply because I haven't had much of a chance to work on PSPP for the last year. And although I'd like that to change, I don't know whether it's realistic to expect it. So, if I have any listeners out there and you also happen to use PSPP, then I'd be happy to hear from you about your thoughts, and please feel free to write to me at blp@cs.stanford.edu. Talk to you later.